Hey everybody, welcome back to Imperfectly Poly Podcast. Today we're doing something a little bit different. We're sitting out back and doing a cigar chat. So you may hear some of nature's animals calling. And as long as the car's running by too, I'm not sure what all will get picked up. But don't mind the extra noise. It's just us sitting out back. But as always, I'm Chris.
I'm Moni.
Danielle.
And Dawn.
And our topic for today, because we had a weekend off, we're going to tell you about our crazy weekend out of town, up to the mountains of North Georgia. We went out of town for my birthday. I just turned 40. Yes, I'm that kind of old now. And some of you will probably judge me. Oh, I'm a baby. I know I get that from these two. But it's a new decade for me, so I'm not very happy about that. But we went out of town as our first poly vacation, with our new, six person polycule. And that in and of itself was a big adventure for us, but, we got a lot of surprises.
It was a unique adventure.
Unique adventure to say the least. We had about a 3-ish hour drive up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We left here on Friday.
Got to take you guys to the wonderful barbecue place that Danielle and I found.
Yes. Great barbecue.
Go to Pool's Barbecue in LJ.
Yep.
Outstanding.
Outstanding barbecue.
We found it on the, they've got a big hill with all these little pigs that people can pay and put over whatever they want to there. We found a poly pig. There was three people's names on one of them. It was obviously a little triad. At least that's my story I'm making up. And
yeah, well, I mean, they had all the hearts on it and everything else.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. It had to be. Yeah. We left our mark, so in a week or so, we'll have our own pig up there. Yeah. So that was a good start. We got up there safely.
We had to stop along the way also to recharge the AC on the short bus.
Oh, gosh, I almost forgot about that. Yeah, we had a sauna in the short bus on the way up. I know I was back there sweating for quite a while.
It's pretty warm.
And just so you know, a car with less than 60,000 miles on it should not have AC issues.
Right. So we charged up the AC on the way up, and then it's cold again. So we do finally make there safely. And Dawn had found us this, what should have been an incredible cabin.
It was an incredible cabin. It was beautiful.
Aside from all of the quirks, it was, and I'll call them quirks, but it was very, I mean, the valley that we were in, the view that we had, and the house itself was incredible. I mean, it truly, honestly was. And I'll call them quirks. Yes. I'll call them quirks.
5,200 square foot cabin up in the mountains, three floors, and
yeah.
Pine plank, everything beautiful,
and a polar bear in the living room.
A polar bear in the living room.
Yeah, I like that polar bear.
Yeah.
So we arrive, we're excited. M is running around like a little child, and we're admiring this view, and everything's great. It's like, all right, let's start cooking dinner.
But, and I will say that on the way up, the road was a little bit wider, which allowed for Moni not to have the anxiety that she had when we were up in
Gatlinburg
over the winter.
Yeah, Moni does not like little twisty roads on the side of a mountain.
Dude. In the big short bus.
Gigantic expedition, third row seat. Shit. Hot Wheels track on the back side of the house was very nerve-wracking. Just like Gatlinburg.
So. Yeah. So, I hope you can get that in your imaginary mind there. Just the crazy ride up there we had, hanging off the side of the mountain. We had at least 2 to 3 inches of spare space
until we had to skinny up to get to the house
because of the rock.
The rock slide.
Yeah.
So we. We're all excited. We start cooking. What point did it go sideways?
So I got the food ready because I was cooking on Friday night. And they had a grill. So we lit the grill and I had barbecue sauce and I kept washing my hands and I kept waiting for the water to get hot in the sink. And it wasn't very clear like which way the hot water was. So I would turn it all the way one direction and I would wait a couple minutes and it wouldn't get hot. And I would turn it all the way the other direction and it wouldn't get hot. And so I was like, you know, like, hey, is there like a switch we have to flip somewhere to get the water to like the hot water to work? And the guys are all like, I mean, I don't think so. And I'm like, okay, well, the water's not getting hot for sure. So then we thought, well, maybe there's something with the gas. And we tried to start the stove and the stove would not start. We didn't have any propane, like any gas smell at all. So the guys went in search of somewhere to turn the gas on.
Men to the rescue.
Yeah.
And we went in search of someone to call, which there was no
emergency contact information.
There was no contact information anywhere in the cabin, anywhere in the paperwork we had been sent prior to the cabin, like in all of our rental agreement and everything. So we're, you know, opening all the doors, like trying to figure out like where is the gas, where is the pilot, all of the stuff. And one of the guys finally discovers, M's husband discovers that there's a giant, what looks like an exercise ball buried under the ground in the backyard of this cabin. And that's the propane tank that's underground. That's reading like 5 PSI or something.
It was low. And I was down in the mechanical room, where they had, you know, two, 40 gallon, water heaters that were hooked up together and ran over to a union where you could see where all the gas was coming in. And of course the gauge there was reading zero. So I was actually at that point on the phone to one of the guys that I work with to see if I could get him to answer the phone to help me troubleshoot, which he never did. But and then M's husband found the propane tank on the outside and found the gauge. So we got to talking about that and we come to the realization that we had no propane.
There's no propane. So Danielle is looking for the real estate agent because the cabin is on the market.
Yep.
So we tried contacting the rental company
and got crickets
and got nothing.
And I'll mind you, this was at like 7 o'clock Friday night.
7 o'clock Friday night. Yeah. It's dinner time ish.
Yep.
I'm still cooking. Like we're still, dinner's still in process. And this, we got the cabin through Don's company. So it was on a barter deal.
Yep.
So we didn't really pay for the cabin per se. It was kind of a perk of his job. So we tried to reach the barter company. We tried to reach the rental company. We tried to reach the real estate agent. We found somebody on Facebook and we like reached out on Facebook to somebody. And it was just like this wild comedy of errors. We finally get to where it's like, well, the food's ready. So let's like just table this. Let's eat. So we finally sat down to eat and Don didn't get to actually eat. He spent the whole dinner like hopping up and answering the phone, trying to find us a solution. I don't really know where the solution came from.
So, you know, and through this, I'm like, okay, so I, you know, I'm the one that found this. And we originally had a place set up. Danielle found a place and, you know, through Airbnb and I was able to get, like Monty said, that through my company, a better deal. So she canceled hers. We went with mine. And here we are, you know, with no propane. And I'm like, I'm losing my mind. So we wound up going. Anyhow, the lady that I deal with to get this, she finally called me back. And I told her what was going on. And she was able to get in touch with the actual rental company for the house. And, you know, who... wound up sending a text message that was like, I'm super sorry about this. I've left a message for the propane company. Here's their number, you know, and we'll see what happens. But so, yeah, that night we, thankfully, it wasn't cold as hell that night because, you know, the heater was propane too. So we would have been.
Yeah, had we been in January, that would have been.
Oh, it would have been. Yeah.
Would have been because there were not that many blankets in that house, we would have been.
Yeah, it probably would have been a 6-person cuddle puddle.
Right, like we would have all been. Forget the bed.
Hey, all right. I
mean, not that would have been awful, but
opportunity lost.
Right, opportunity lost. Yep. So then we. So we wound up actually.
Speaking of cold, the water issue.
Oh yeah. So then M's husband decides. So Chris and I go out on the back after everything gets settled down. We, you know, we've got a number to contact on Saturday morning for the propane company, you know, to try and get somebody out. We eat dinner. Chris and I go out and we sit out on the deck and we're smoking cigars. And M's husband comes out and decides he's going to smoke a cigar. Well, he tells us that he started the bath in their room to hopefully have the tub fill up and get to
like room temperature water. Like, so it's not ice cold when they wash off later.
Right. So about, I don't know, maybe a half hour, 45 minutes goes by.
We straight ass forgot about it.
Yeah.
So he goes in to fix a drink. And he's gone for a few minutes, and then we're looking in, and we're like, "What is he? What's he doing?
Where did he go?
What he's is got he? Like this pile, handful of clothes,
and he's taking them to the washer machine.
To the and he's going back and forth between like the door that opens to go down to the basement stairs, and the master, like the main master bedroom in the house. And so I went in to check on him, and he's on the landing in the stairwell. And he's like, I am like the biggest asshole ever. I overflowed the tub trying to create some lukewarm water. And now the floor's all wet. I don't know what to do. So I was like, okay, first of all, you're not the biggest asshole in the world. Like, that's a perfectly like whatever thing to forget about. And so we like tried to find towels, and there's not that many towels. And so there were four bathrobes hanging in the laundry room. So I gave him the bathrobes. So we're sopping the water up.
I wondered where those came
with bathrobes because they're absorbent and they won't use our towels up.
And at this point in time, myself and Chris and Em are all looking in, watching this thing, watching the circus go on, going, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, at this point in time, I'm just like, I've got no words. I'm just like, this is.
And little did we know that it was just starting.
Right. And prior to this taking place, M said something about
at dinner. She's like, well, at least that's the worst thing.
That's the worst thing that could happen.
That's the worst thing that could happen this weekend, right? It's fine. If that's the worst thing that happens this weekend, it's fine.
When she was talking about us being out of propane. Yeah. Right. She's like, if that's the worst thing could happen, I'm like,
and then there's a waterfall.
And now there's this waterfall. Yeah. But
the thing to note that it's not that he overflowed the tub.
No, he did not overflow.
It got up to the overflow, the like safety overflow of the tub, and that damn thing wasn't connected to anything.
Yeah.
So it was something busted in the plumbing.
Yeah. Flowing down the out of the light fixture in the basement stairs. And so we finally
I didn't know it was coming out of the light
it
fixture.
Was coming out of the light fixture.
I thought it was just coming down the wall.
No, it came down the wall where the door was, but it also was coming. So that's how the stairs got wet, because it came down the wall where the door was, but then the landing got wet because it was coming out of the light fixture directly above, like a waterfall directly above the landing.
Well, okay.
So we finally got
we not only almost flood the house, we almost burnt it down too.
Sure. So we finally got most of the water sopped up and like put everything in the washing machine, and was like, they had the water stopped in the tub, and I was like, okay, let's just go finish our cigars. And we played a game of Cards Against Humanity, which they had never played before.
Oh, that was so much
the
fun.
Night was super lovely. Sitting out back, the weather was beautiful,
and of course I had to give Em a hard time when we realized, you know, it was Friday the 13th, and she had talked about, you know, if this is the worst that could happen.
Yeah, so
you know, we absolutely made sure that she understood it was her fault that the bathtub had done what it had done.
Yeah, I mean, I was on Thursday. I was like, oh, I just realized we're going to the cabin, to a cabin in the woods on Friday the 13th. That's great.
Oops.
That's great. So we went to bed.
Yeah.
We said all of our good nights and got all our stuff. So Don and I were staying on the top level.
Yes.
In the one bedroom, and Em and her husband were staying in the other bedroom on the top level. And Chris and Danielle were staying on the middle level. Right below us.
The main floor, yeah. Yep.
So we could kind of hear them talking, and it sounded like, so I could hear Danielle talking, and it sounded like she was talking to like Em and her husband. And I was like, what are they talking about? And I opened the door, but Danielle was not in the hallway. And I was like, what the heck? So we realized that we could hear her talking in the bedroom downstairs. And then she sneezed. So Don says, bless you. And she said, thank you through the floor of
like
the,
just normal everyday conversation
of the house. And then we had like a whole little back and forth like through the floor of the house. So the walls are paper thin.
And it creaked. It always sounded like someone was walking above you, wherever above you was.
Yeah, even on the third floor where there was nothing above us but the roof, it sounded like there was like shuffling feet.
That damn place was haunted.
Well, that's straight ass haunted. Chief Wackaho. Or the Wackaho tribe.
I tried not to think about that too much during the weekend because that would not have been great. But
the chief followed you around everywhere you went.
He might have. That's what it sounded like.
I mean, that's the only way that so many of the things happened at the same time. Is like what was Saturday morning when the guy brought the propane tank.
Oh yeah.
He's like, I told him not to rent this place out until we can't get up here with the truck.
Because of the rock slide.
Because we can't fill it because of the rock slide.
But we didn't know there was a rock slide. We just thought it was like a really skinny passage when we first went through it.
And we hadn't looked over the other side to see Hot Wheels Highway.
Yeah.
With that nasty turn three.
Yeah, the guy shows up. So I started calling the propane company at like 8 o'clock in the morning, and dude finally shows up and he brings this, I don't know, maybe
a grill tank. He brought a gas grill tank.
Twice the size of a grill tank.
Yeah, so maybe a 40-gallon.
I want to say, I feel like they said it was like a 40-gallon tank. Yeah.
And now, mind you, there's six adults in this house, and he's like.
And we're staying for 3 days.
Yeah, he's like, so when are y'all leaving? I said, we're leaving Monday morning. He's like, okay, this will be fine for you.
You'll be fine.
And he goes and he hooks it up, and he comes back, and he's like, man, I told the lady at the rental company not to rent this place because, you know, we can't get our big truck up here to fill up that tank because of that rock slide there. And we're still not sure if we fixed the gas leak that originally was there.
So, okay, might have a gas leak.
Okay, so we might have a gas leak. Yeah,
it's fine.
So we finally get propane. We get, give us some time.
We had a lovely breakfast to start the day.
So thank goodness they had lots of skillets at the house. Yes. So we were able to, like, cook our breakfast using the skillets. But when we went to wash the dishes, we had to wash the dishes in cold water because we didn't have any hot water yet.
No. Then we got hot water. Everybody got their showers.
Yeah,
which was nice. It was real nice.
Well, breakfast is also when we found out that the garbage sink didn't drain because the garbage disposal was jacked up.
So the garbage disposal didn't
work. So you have to use the plunger to get this water to go down the sink.
Yeah.
Yeah. We thought everything would be over on Friday the 13th.
But Saturday the 14th was still a thing. Yeah. The coffee pot carafe in one of the coffee pots was cracked.
Yeah.
So it was like constantly sizzling when you made coffee in it.
And then the coffee cup that I got handed Saturday morning had a crack in it. I was waiting for that thing to break because it just would have been proper for everything that had taken place up to that point.
So we get dressed. Everything's fine. We get dressed. We went into town to do some shopping and have lunch.
Attempt one at the Clayton Cafe.
Yes. Yeah, attempt one to go to the cafe. There was like a 40-minute wait, so we ended up going to one of the other restaurants.
What was the name of that place we wound up going to?
Universal Joint. Universal, it was amazing.
Yep, that was really good. Yeah. Oh, and the rain at Universal Joint. So they tried to put us on the patio at Universal Joint, and we could tell the rain was coming in. And they had like umbrellas at the tables, but no way were you not going to get wet, right? So
that was a four-person
table. And they tried to put the six of us at a four-person table. And I told the lady, I said,
no.
She was like, we're not sitting over here in the rain. I was like, that is definitely not big enough for six people. And they're like, that's an eight-person table. I was like, eight M's maybe.
Have you seen my ass?
Like, yeah, eight M's could have fed at that table.
Eight M's could have maybe eaten at that table, but the six of that was not a thing. So there was a big table under the patio, like under the covered part of the patio, and we're like, can we sit there? And the lady was like, well, fine. So we sat and we had a lovely lunch, and it stormed all around us, and people on the tables under the umbrellas got soaked. The waitress was soaked.
There was that guy there with that damn dog.
Oh yeah, and the dog.
Gosh, this dog was probably the best trained, well behaved dog. Dude put his dog, I mean, everybody had their dogs there, but he like had his dog in one spot and he went inside, was gone for maybe 5 or 10 minutes, came back out. That dog did not move, didn't do anything. And the guy
didn't acknowledge people walking past.
Yeah, didn't acknowledge. I mean, and that dog probably realistically was probably, 8 or 9 years old, but still just a beautiful pup. And the guy went and sat over and clicked his fingers and dog just wandered on over to him. Yeah.
It's pretty incredible.
I think M's husband asked him where he had got him trained. I think he said he trained him.
He trained him himself. Yeah.
Our waitress was very cool. Our server was super cool.
That's the other thing that took place that day is M's husband, he's still feeling like shit about the freaking water in the hallway. And we had a fan going and everything. And And he's like, I think I'm gonna go buy a shop vac. And I'm like, dude, don't worry about it. Like, I've already told the rental company what took place, and you know that they got a break on the drain line coming out. Don't even worry about it. And sure as shit, he finds a freaking Ace Hardware
in downtown,
and goes by the fucking shop vac.
Photographic evidence of this purchase.
I'm like, oh, good lord.
Well, and then so like we got back to the house.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, but before we got to the house, though.
We had to go on our little hike adventure
first.
Oh,
God, I forgot about that. I was blocking that out.
So Chris found some really cool postcards at one of the stores.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was really neat, like from 1940. Yeah, yeah. I think one of them was 1957.
And another one's from 1925.
It's the pipe. It's a pipe that's from 45.
Yeah.
So we found those. Those were really cool. We found some really neat stuff in those little shops downtown. And then Danielle had said that there was a waterfall, like 200 yards or whatever from the, like the downtown strip, like fairly easy walk. So we go to find the waterfall, and we weren't planning on hiking because the weather was coming in. So none of us are super dressed for a hike, but we figured it'd be an easy hike, so that'll be fine.
Well, not only that, but all the directions to get to said waterfall were on the interwebs. Of which you have none of.
No signal.
So we were
kind of winging it. There was some hikers that were like, yeah, like that direction over there. Go that way. So M's husband takes the lead. And
we're on a mission.
On a mission to find this waterfall. And he found it.
Yeah.
It was a lovely little hike. I think we went about a mile each direction, probably.
Yeah. It was probably maybe a 20-foot little waterfall.
Yeah. So like this really pretty little waterfall. And it had a little pool at the bottom. So me, Chris, and
it had a Chris fall in it.
Em and her husband run off down the trail to go jump in the waterfall. And
we're all children.
Chris leads the way.
And so I'm leading the way as we start to go down there. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get over here on the side so I can kind of hold Monty's hand.
Chris, who was just in a major car accident like 7 weeks ago.
You know, I mean, I didn't expect to fall. But as soon as I stepped down at this one part, the slippery ass shoes went, you know, flying, and I went down on my ass, and my leg curled up under me. And at the time, yeah, it was no big deal. I fell on my butt, whatever. I stand up, help Monty down, and help everybody else down, and we get down there and start playing. And then was it you that looked down and saw my bloody ass?
Yeah, I'm leg? Not. Someone was like, "Holy shit, look at your foot!" He's got this like 4-inch gash, like horizontally across the front of his ankle.
Yeah, it was a big ass gash. I was like, oh, well, that's cute.
Luckily, it didn't hurt. So we kicked our shoes off and played in the waterfall for a minute. And
got all the microbes down in there. Open skin.
All the good bacteria.
Which definitely paid, you know, was noticed by the time we got home because they had, my ankle had swollen up to the size of a softball.
Yeah.
White.
Even large. To this day, we're a week later, my foot's still kind of purple.
Yeah, I feel like. Probably need to go have that looked at. I don't know.
It's fine.
You can bear weight on it.
So we get out of the waterfall. We hike back to the truck, get home, go to the store, get home.
I had to go to the Piggly Wiggly. Oh, no, we didn't go to the Piggly Wiggly. We went to
Family Dollar.
Yeah, we went to Family Dollar.
That's I had to get the first aid stuff for me so I could kill off my new little friends that were living in my cut.
Yep. Still think they're there.
Bacteria spren.
Yeah. The anemones. The
rot spren.
So we go back to the cabin, and some of us were sitting in, I think we were in the living room, and then Danielle had gone to lay down.
I laid across the bed.
So this is at this point, you know, Don was trying to take credit for the gas, and M's husband was trying to take credit for the waterfall.
The new water feature.
And I was not going to be outdone.
So we're sitting in the living room and we just hear this like crash.
All I wanted to do was climb in the bed next to Danielle.
He put a knee on the corner of the bed and the whole damn thing just came crashing down. And look,
this is a bed in $1 million house. It's a big four poster king size bed. Got these like
ornate wiry things across canopy across the top.
That wrought iron canopy. Like it's a beautiful bed.
So I hear this crash, and I'm like, what the hell?
You and Em's husband were downstairs watching the game, right?
Yep, watching the Braves game.
So that means me and Em were sitting in the living room, and you guys were in the bedroom, and we heard the crash, and we're like, y'all okay in there? And I don't know what you said, but it drew us.
I said something to the gist of, we're going to need help.
Yeah. So we go into the bedroom.
I called you.
Yeah.
And like, we're looking at this, up? Like, broken bed. Yeah. It's just broken. And I'm like, oh God, now we have to tell Don that the bed's broken. He's really already so stressed out.
Right. I mean, I'm at this point in time, I'm ready to hop in the car and go home.
And Chris has not only hurt his ankle in the waterfall, but now he's banged his freaking knee.
The other knee on the frame of the bed.
Purple than my foot.
And Danielle had called me while I was downstairs, and me and Em's husband were watching the Braves game. And she's like, I need you to come upstairs, bring Em's husband with you. And I'm like,
Oh, shit. Right after the big bang just happened.
I said, hey, come on. I come up the stairs. I come up on the landing, and I look, and I see Chris back against the wall, ass on the floor. And I'm like, the fuck did he do to hurt himself now? Like, I'm thinking, you know, did he fall?
Like,
is this a residual effect from the car accident? Like, there's 10,000 things going through my head, and I walk in to see the bed destroyed, and I'm just like, oh, fuck.
And it's not even for like fun reasons, right?
Yeah, there's
it's not like we can say we had wild monkey sex.
Not even like the slats fell out of it.
No,
so we pick the mattress and the box spring up, and the wooden like pieces,
the support, yeah, the support
is cracked, like broken in half,
so bad,
and it's just awful. So we had to move the main bedroom's mattress
onto the floor,
which actually turned out to be kind of nice. Like, it was really supportive
on the floor in front of the fireplace on a cow skin rug,
like
in front of the fireplace that didn't freaking work.
Well, we don't actually know if the fireplace didn't work. That was a lot of human operator error.
I'm blaming the fireplace.
But also no instructions. Like, there were no instructions anywhere to anything.
There were actually fireplace instructions.
Where?
In that big packet of stuff on the credenza at the front door.
I thought that was for the stove.
Mm-mm. It was for the fireplace. It said to turn the switch on and press the button on the remote.
That's how I knew there was
a remote.
Then there was. Well, I asked if there was a remote, but the remotes in the bedroom were for TVs.
It was on the mantle in the living room.
And there was no TV. So it's like, well, I don't know what these are for.
I'm still blaming the fireplace.
Yeah. So
Saturday night, Em and her husband wound up leaving at like 10:30.
Yeah, pretty late. 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Yeah, because they didn't get home till almost 1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we all went to bed, and we wound up sleeping. Danielle and I wound up sleeping in the other room because it had a metal frame on the bed. And I was like, okay, frame.
When y'all went to bed, I was like, if y'all get frisky, do it on that big ass plush carpet on the floor. Don't do it on the bed.
Right, because
who knows what would happen to that bed.
We just decided to go to a different
room. We went to the other room because it had a metal bed frame. A metal bed frame.
And it had withstood fun time the night before, so.
I mean, if Em and her husband didn't have fun time, that I'm sorry to hear that. So, Sunday morning.
You got up to go to the bathroom.
I got up to go to the bathroom, and when I'm going to the bathroom,
Something clunked in the floor.
Something clanks in the floor, and I'm like, what the hell? And I hear Chris downstairs talking about, get it!
We're sitting downstairs in the living room drinking coffee, and I hear shit moving around up there, and I'm like, get her!
Well, also, it sounded like y'all were shuffling on the hallway, like on the landing.
The acoustics in that place was crazy.
When y'all were still behind the closed door of the bedroom. Yep. It sounded like you were on the landing of the stairs. It was really freaky.
No, we hear this clank. So I have Danielle get out of the bed.
I don't move.
I have her get out of the bed. I pull the mattress and the box spring off the bed, only to find that the metal middle support for the mattress or for the bed frame has one bolt in on one side and no bolt on the other side. So it's collapsed. So I'm like, son of a bitch. So I put everything back together, get everything put back in, and I crawl back into bed. And she crawls back into bed, and she's like, do I move? And I'm like, come here.
Yeah. So we played.
We went down and played pool.
Played pool while they were asleep. This is before that happened. So Chris and I are generally the early birds on the weekends. So generally, we woke up early, and we went down, decided to play some pool so I could beat him in Em's honor because she didn't get to play pool. The pool pocket was broken. Neither of the arcade games worked. The darts were in pieces. It was just crazy. The middle recliner in the theater room. Yeah,
but I heard that the pool was, topless.
The pool was topless. Yeah. There was, it was topless pool. Actually, it was nearly closeless pool.
And no pictures. Sad.
There's pictures.
There's pictures.
Oh, okay, good.
You must have not just looked. There's definitely pictures. Okay. But that, I mean, it was fun, and we went out on the deck. I don't generally walk around without my clothes on. That's not something I'm quite comfortable doing. And I don't know if it's maybe because I've had kids for so long, or I was raised in this like sort of modesty culture. But just wandering around the house before everybody woke up in just my underpants, making coffee and walking around on the deck like heathens. I don't know. It was fun. It was fun. So we did that. Yep. But yeah, we found some more broken stuff while we were doing that. And then he found the sauna in the shower didn't work.
Yeah.
I'm really glad the tub, the jets in the tub worked though, because that tub was amazing.
The tub was awesome. That was the only thing that did work.
Like the, all the way it was supposed to.
Yeah. So then that, so Sunday morning we got, what did we do Sunday morning? We wound up going into town, didn't
we? Yeah, we had breakfast and we
went flea markets.
We went to the flea market.
Attempt number two to go to Clayton Cafe. Yes,
which didn't work. So we had breakfast, or we had lunch at the pizza place.
Fortified, yep.
Fortified.
Which was really good. Fortified pie, really good.
Which was really good.
The burger's delicious.
I got some really terrible news while we were at lunch.
Good Lord.
Like really, really terrible news that affected the whole rest of the vacation. But my coworker called and shared this news with me because she didn't want me to walk into work and hear it or see it on social media.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was really, really bad. So I spent a lot of Sunday just off and on crying, essentially. Like we were trying to function normally and enjoy the rest of the vacation, but like they would just walk around and all of a sudden I'd be crying, so whoever was closest to me would just like wrap me up and love on me a little bit. But the flea market was really cool, and you found some cool shit at the flea market. Chris
found some really cool shit.
I got the total of three old pipes. One was from France from like the 40s.
45.
That this guy, his dad got it when he was stationed over there. There was another one that's a hand-carved pipe that's just real cool. And then the other one was, where was it from? I can't remember.
That was from the first
place we went.
Big-ass tall corn cob.
The never-ending building.
Oh my gosh, that place. That had to be like the bag from Harry Potter that you reach into.
The Mary Poppins bag.
There you go.
Like that building never ended, and it was so.
It was
much
at least a football field's length,
if not more,
of antique shopping. Yeah,
and it was a two levels.
Yep.
So we actually spent a good deal of time in there. So that's where you found the first one.
First part
was there.
Oh, that's the other thing we did on Friday on our way up. You cut your sword.
We bought a sword.
Oh, my sword, yes.
And then he decided to play with an actual sword, real sword, sharp sword.
In the car.
In the car while it was moving in the back seat with me. I was like, please don't stab me. Please don't do that. He didn't. We were fine. Yeah.
That's fine.
But he has a sword now.
It's good for going to Renfest.
I know. I'm excited. We're doing that on Sunday. Get to wear your sword to Renfest.
Yes.
So then I got a unicorn ring. So cute.
Yes, you did.
But yeah, so we did the flea markets on Sunday.
Yeah. Which I got to tell you, it's so much fun. I love doing flea markets and antique stores. Like
that was
so
a really nice one. They had some really cool stuff there.
Yeah.
That one
shop with all of the glass and the glass that he had up underneath the black lights.
Yeah.
Danielle nearly spent their whole life savings in that one shop.
And then some.
Because that glass was really pretty.
She spent the kids' college tuitions, our kids' college tuitions, our grandchildren's college tuitions.
No, I walked through that whole place like, where am I going to put it? Where am I going to put it? Where am I going to put it?
Yeah, but that last store.
Oh, God,
store
that last store, that tall plate. The yeah.
Did Danielle might have a thing for decorative glass.
They had two pieces I've never seen in person before.
So, all this shopping.
Your phone wants to talk to us.
Hi, Siri.
Hi, Siri.
So, we did all the shopping on Sunday. We ate lunch.
Did anything else explode that night?
No.
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 But the good thing that happened. Wait, was there any more bad things?
I don't think so, Sunday night. No.
So the good thing then, my birthday's was on Monday. I was actually born at 12:15.
Oh yeah, that's right.
At
the
midnight.
Eclipse was that night.
And you stole my thunder.
Dang it. It's good. Say it.
I'm working on it. Don't you chop me.
Chop chop you. Get to it. Say it. Tell the people what they want to hear.
So there was an eclipse on Sunday night.
So freaking cool.
And so we set out back. Of course, we're in the middle of nowhere. You can see every star in the sky.
Yes. We're so high up that there are full-grown, gigantic trees below us.
Below the deck.
Yeah. When we're on the deck. Like, full. It's crazy.
That's what happened Sunday. You almost fell through the deck.
Oh, that's right.
During the eclipse part.
Y'all saw him trying to steal his thunder.
And so we're watching the eclipse.
Story, we wouldn't have to.
You stopped cutting him off.
Woman.
Talk. Come on.
So we're watching the eclipse, and I'm walking around on the deck out there, and as I'm trying to get a good look at the moon, it's dark. I can't really see where I'm stepping, and all of a sudden, one of the boards gives way, and I came damn close to falling like 40 feet to my
death. There are full-grown trees under us,
yep.
And he almost fell through the deck.
So
he actually would have fallen through and hit the other deck.
Whichever.
No,
my fat ass, I'd have broke through that deck too.
We were on the high deck.
Uh-huh, there's another deck underneath.
Yeah, it'd been bad. Don't worry.
Just the ground was under there.
So anyway.
No, there's another deck. And then the ground.
So we're outside.
Oh yeah, you're right.
The eclipse happens. The like best time to watch the eclipse was like 12:13. And like I said, I was born at 12:15. So like this is just one of those real cute occurrences of I turned exactly 40 during an eclipse. And that's just super cool.
In a haunted cabin in the woods.
In a haunted cabin in the woods.
With all your favorite people.
Yes.
It was pretty cool. To actually be able to watch that eclipse though, to like watch it.
I've never seen an eclipse before.
From beginning to end was like super freaking cool.
Yeah, I've never seen an eclipse before. So we had the super bright full moon.
Right. Lit up that valley.
So bright. And then you could start to see what Chris was calling like the little bites out of the moon as the eclipse started. And then by the time it was about three quarters of the way across, or maybe a little further over, the sky was so dark that you could see all the stars. And I've never ever seen that many stars in the sky. Like that was beautiful. Just absolutely stunning. So we had a really good view of that. And the weather was really pretty.
Yeah. And the weather wound up being much nicer than we expected.
For the whole weekend.
Yeah. It was supposed to storm a couple of times. And all we really got was that one little shower while we were at lunch.
Yeah.
It rained every day.
It rained every day, but it was like short bursts of rain.
Yeah.
Because I've got some recording of the rain falling.
Like when we came back.
You remember
Saturday afternoon, came, you watched it come across the mountains when we got back.
Yeah. So we timed the rain just right. We ended up under the canopy or under the thing for lunch when the storm came through.
Yep.
Then we managed to eat and have our hike and get back as the afternoon storm or the evening storm
came through. Freaking incredible just listening to that rain come pouring.
And then Sunday we didn't time it as well because we got poured on at the Dollar General.
Yeah we did. Well, y'all did.
That was the other cool thing is where we were at down below in the valley, there was those two churches.
Oh,
and the one that had the bells.
Yeah.
And that bell would just echo through that.
And they played songs. So they would chime the,
they played taps every night.
Yeah. They would chime the hour.
Yep.
And then there was times that they would play actual music. I think they played
nine,
America
noon,
the
three,
Beautiful.
Six, and nine.
Yeah.
And then they played taps. So they did some really cool stuff with those bells.
And then, so then Monday morning, and I'll go into this before I get to the Sunday night or the end of, super early. So Monday we're getting ready to leave because it was checkout on Monday. So I went to hop in the shower And I get the shower turned on, and I do all the stuff that I got to do before I hop in the shower, and I go to hop in the shower.
Shower and shave.
Yep. Hop in the shower. It is ice fucking cold.
So little did I know, the night before, we got a... Danielle and I got a bath together in the big jacuzzi tub. It was hot. It was wonderful. And got out of there and I rinsed off the bubbles in the shower. When I rinsed off the bubbles in the shower, I had it cranked all the way on hot. And I was like, oh, man, we must have just used all the hot water when we filled the bathtub. It'll be fine by the morning. Little did I know.
That was the last of the hot water.
Whoops. Sorry.
So, no freaking hot shower in the morning. I'm just like, you know, this is...
Piss and vinegar. You were like, piss and vinegar.
I was just like, you know what? This is just the epitome right here. The end all be all of the entire fucking weekend for me. Yeah. Like, it just...
Pack
right
of shit.
There.
Let's go.
I'm like, let's just fucking get out of here and go, you know?
So I had the flashback to the guy holding that little bitty tank. You'll be fine, guys. You'll be fine.
And Em and her husband sitting at the table like, does he know there are six people staying here? Does he know we're staying till
Saturday,
Monday?
Yeah.
So of course I texted like, you guys were right.
Yeah. Yeah. So then it was, so we got everything done. And I sent the lady who I rented the cabin, who the actual rental company for the cabin, I sent her like this freaking
10-page text message
of everything that was wrong, you know, and, I didn't hear back from her until like Wednesday, but
I'm sitting there like, all right, so where can we leave something with a list of all of this for an inspector?
Right.
Yeah.
Because that house is for sale.
I almost wanted to put like a buyer beware note in the packet of papers that was there on the table. Like, hey, by the way, renter beware, these are all the things that you're going to be expecting to be able to use that you're not going to be able to. Right.
That was the other thing. On Sunday, Chris tried to make friends with the chipmunk.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
The chipmunk and the baby.
Yeah.
Didn't eat your banana.
Damn it.
Oh, I mean, you know, Chris said the part of banana that he threw at it was probably the same size as the damn chipmunk.
It's true.
Concussed a chipmunk?
He might have concussed a chipmunk.
Oh, that's what happened.
Yeah, but then we wound up getting back into town when we left. We left on Monday morning. We stopped at the produce stand.
Uh-oh.
Got the fucking best ass strawberries. Oh my god, those strawberries were so
like
good.
Strawberry the size of Daniel's head.
Yeah.
It didn't fit in my mouth.
However, the forklift guy thought it was funny to watch her try to put it in there. That was funny.
Probably the best show he's really had all funny. Day. And then so then we had opportunity number three.
Attempt number three.
Oh yeah. We still didn't get to go eat there.
No, because turns out on Mondays they don't open till 11. So then, you know, me being piss and vinegar still, Daniel finds the Sunday Diner. I'm like, yeah, they're probably closed on Monday.
But they weren't.
They weren't.
It was delicious.
It was good. And holy crap, those pancakes that Chris got.
There was big as a plate. Like, God. Literally as big from edge to edge of the plate.
Yeah.
Big ass plate over the edge of the plate. It was two pancakes, but the two of them together was at least an inch thick.
Oh, I think they were bigger than that. God. I think they were probably two inches thick.
Massive.
Yeah, and probably one of the best. We could have quartered those. Yeah.
Danielle ate a huge chunk of them. Monty ate a chunk of them. I ate until I was ready to puke, and there was still at least a third of them left.
Yeah, at least.
Without a doubt.
However, those biscuits were delicious. Yeah. Fluffy biscuits. Yep. Delicious biscuits.
Yeah, so we made it back home safely from there. There was no more craziness.
Yeah, we did a little more shopping.
Yeah, we stopped in
Blue Ridge.
In Blue Ridge.
Blue Ridge. Did a little more shopping.
Stopped at the Das Coffee House.
Das Coffee House.
Oh, yes.
Yes, where I found out that nitro brew goes down just like a shot. Real fucking quick.
You're not supposed to
open your throat hole and pour down.
It's super quick.
Went I got some super unicorn quick. Poop.
Yeah, we got some unicorn poop.
Yep.
Oh, that jerky's in the pantry.
Oh yeah, we do.
I was not a fan of that jerky.
Yeah, that was pretty much the rest of it.
Pretty much, when we just got home and everything.
So, other than the house being haunted and just weird, and all the little ventures, I mean, we made a whole lot of lemonade out of those lemons.
I feel like we did do a good job of that. Like everybody, it was still a really lovely weekend. It was a lot of, I felt like, you know, good bonding for our little polycule and time together. And we don't get to see Em's husband very much. So it was really nice to spend a couple of days with him.
Yep.
Get to know him a little bit better. And
definitely.
And the fact that he likes to watch baseball is always a plus.
Right. And he likes to cook. So he and I were cooking in the kitchen on Friday. And then he's handy like you guys are, building stuff, and likes baseball and smokes cigars
and does the dishes.
He does do the dishes. All the guys are good at doing the dishes, though.
I prefer to do the dishes when there's hot water to do the dishes.
That's with. True. It's really difficult to help. Do the dishes it in does. Cold water. That's not real fun.
So
less fun to take a cold shower, but
yes. But then I did hear back from the lady on Wednesday, and she was like, you know, thank you very much for sending me this list. This is the things we need to know. She's like, don't worry about the maid service. I'm paying for that. And I'm going to cut back the maid service, the cleaning deposit, and the deposit that you put down on it.
Which was all we paid for.
Which was all we actually, the only paid physical out of pocket. Monetary, yeah.
That's when you should be like, cool, because there was still trash in the trash cans and the condom wrapper under the bed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was the other thing. When we only took found the
condom wrapper because the bed exploded.
Right.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, man, the decor in that house was just...
Oh, the Jesus room downstairs. Oh,
why the place was freaking out.
The Jesus dungeon room downstairs. So downstairs,
the wine cellar.
It was a wine cellar. Yes.
Wine cellar. So
in the bottom level of the house was like a finished basement. So there was an exercise room and like a really nice movie room with some recliners and a big TV.
One of the recliners that was broke.
And then a pool table and a pool table room. And then across the hall from the movie room was this little like fourth bedroom.
Yep.
And it was little, and you walked in.
Had like a twin bed and a bunk
and
bed.
And there was a bunk bed on the one, like at one end of the room. And then you had to turn around and go behind the door. And there was like a full size bed at the other end of the room. And the door was right in the center. Yeah. And you walked in, and there's like these carvings. This, like
big wooden carving of like a Jesus mural.
Of like the Last Supper, I think it was. It was like the Last Supper. Like
yeah, because it was the same on the main floor next to the dining room table.
Yeah, yeah, and in the dining room, there was these same things, these same like religious carvings. Yeah.
So if it wasn't Chief Wackaho that screwed us up, it was Jesus. We come in there with our heathen polycule. And
hey, you know, I did try to make that even better, though, because I did make sure that when we went to Walmart on Friday, Danielle got Jesus juice.
Oh.
So we did have the Jesus sauce, but I don't think she used it.
Em was right, though. She's like, she was debunking Chris's theory that, you know, Jesus is like, heathens with all your polyamory, get out of here. Right. But Jesus said, so love one another. Love thy neighbor and his wife and her husband. And it's fine.
It's fine. It's all fine.
All about love. We're all about love.
Love it.
So,
but like in our room that Bonnie and I stayed in,
because it wasn't the
Jesus thing. Haunted.
Yeah. But like in our room, there was a crib.
There was a crib and a pack and play.
There was a pack and play. There was an elephant head mounted, a wood carved elephant head mounted above the door.
And those window seats, though. And those window seats were amazing.
Yeah, your butt looked great across that. I should have had my phone to take a camera.
I'm just saying, picture. I wasn't taking a risk on the bed, so the window seat it was. Plus, the view was lovely.
Yes.
So, you know, if you had to bang one out, that was a good place to do it.
Piano. There was a piano on the main floor. And that Which big
nobody
ass.
Got naked on or had the sex on.
I'm a little disappointed in all of us. Bear.
I mean, it would have fallen in.
It might have. Yeah. Maybe that's why we didn't, because that might have been very...
And that big-ass fucking polar bear that the plaque said the guy had wrestled and killed with a Bowie knife.
Yeah. That polar bear was 93. Cool.
Yeah, that polar bear was like 9 foot tall.
So the whole way up, Chris had been trying to...
Every time we passed a bear, I was like, can I go hug the bear?
So we walked in and we
walked in and there was a big fucking bear.
Go hug the bear.
And I did.
He
kind of molested it a little
bit. So, you know, all in all, like I said, Danielle has this knack of saying every time she's out with me or we go somewhere, I always turn something into an adventure.
I wonder where you learned that from.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. From you.
It's definitely adventures.
It was a unique adventure.
It was a unique adventure. And I'm very thankful that my Polly family did everything that they could to not allow me to turn it completely negative.
Ooh, son, let me tell you though, Monday morning you almost got left there.
I know. Look, I was trust
you,
me. I know.
Had you gotten us a janky ass cottage, like that you could tell from the advertisements was falling apart, like y'all, this is a good deal. Let's go here. We might have been mad at you, but you got us a fucking beautiful
Florida A1A no tail motels.
Right. No, but this was a $1 million furniture, $500 a night cabin. Like, yeah, there was no reason that all of these things should have been going on with this cabin. So it definitely wasn't anything at all that you could have, that you should have taken on yourself. So I'm glad that you, it's like, let I told us you, keep you from doing that.
It's like I told you $1 million while we were there. It's like, this is real estate. You get $1 million house, the people are either too cheap to fix anything or they put something pretty in front of it, yeah, so they don't have to deal with it.
Yeah. And so was that the piano in front of the cracked window?
Yes.
Like that?
Yeah. And there was probably something behind that elephant head.
Probably.
But.
And those big mirrors in the hallway, like.
Oh, I loved those mirrors.
Those mirrors freaked me out.
Oh, I liked those mirrors a bunch.
You remember me walking across that plank to get to the other bedroom? I was like, yeah, a kid.
Yeah. And those, like, the floor to ceiling windows over the back deck looking over the valley, that was,
yeah, beautiful. Until the sun came creeping right in, because that house set perfectly, so the sunrise,
oh yeah, we
just
had,
crushed right through those windows,
and there was no like blackout curtains, nothing, or anything in any, yeah, of the bedrooms. So it was, everybody was up fairly early because,
yeah, yeah, the, that sun
up with the sun
right
for sure. But it was beautiful.
All in all, did you have a good birthday weekend?
I had an incredible birthday weekend.
And that's,
so thank
all
you
matters.
All for that.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
So, we did it burn the house down with all those candles on the cookie cake?
Nope.
The gold, white, and pink birthday candles.
It was wonderful. So, yeah, that was our adventure of weekend.
Our first poly vacation. Celebrating Chris's 40th birthday.
Yep. So, hope you enjoyed our retelling of our adventure. Did not expect that to be a whole podcast. It should have been like, hey, we had fun.
Right.
Yeah. And that was it. But it was enough of an adventure that we had to share with everybody.
Absolutely.
So we are Imperfectly Poly. Check us out on the interwebs, imperfectlypoly.net. Send us a message. We will definitely respond. Talk to y'all later.
Toodles.
Bye.